You're listening to Send Off, an audio devotional to send you off encouraged and challenged by God's Word. If you're listening this the day it was released, then yesterday was Valentine's Day, our annual celebration of love and relationships. But what does the Bible have to say about love? In the book of 1 John chapter 4, we see the incredible statement that God is love. Now this is mind-blowing to many people. Many people have this idea of God being a judge, which he certainly is, or has an idea of God being angry and mad, which he's certainly not. But here we see that God is love. Many people do not affiliate the God of the universe who created the heavens and the earth with love. But here we see that he is in fact perfectly and completely loving. And not only that, but he is the ultimate source of love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." Simply put, it's saying in order to love somebody relationally, first we have to learn and experience the love of God personally. To love someone relationally, first we must know God's love personally, because God is the only and ultimate source of love. But this love isn't a wishy-washy type of love. You see, the English language only has really one word for love. But the Greek language that this was written in had at least four different words for love. There was phileo love, which meant a brotherly love. Eros love, which was a romantic love. There was also agape love, which is the ultimate and the highest form of love. You see, my wife speaks Spanish, and she taught me how to say I love you in Spanish. But there's two different ways you could say it. You could say te quiero or te amo. Well, te amo being the more higher form and the greatest expression of love in the Spanish language, I began saying te amo to other people. But if you know Spanish, you would know that that te amo type of love is only reserved for certain relationships. You can't just say it to anyone, otherwise it's pretty weird. So, with that in mind, the agape love speaking of here in 1 John chapter 4, this is the highest form, the most reserved, and the most passionate form of love in the Greek language and translated into English here in our Bibles. And this passionate, reserved, incredible, selfless love is a love that is out of this world and only found in God. So, before you go love someone else relationally today, make sure that you know God's love personally.